This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Let's do that one right now, because this is a good news story on a Friday, and this is from David Muir, ABC News.
A redemption story.
Yeah. Years ago, about 20 years ago, there was this young 13-year-old girl, I believe it was at a Trailblazers game in Portland, the story will tell you, and she was invited to come sing the national anthem. She forgot the words.
That's her heart.
20-something years later. Redemption.
You're the 13-year-old, the national anthem, and her nerves. 22 years later, the comeback. It was the moment seen by millions more than two decades ago.
Oh, say can you see?
In 2003, a young singer, Natalie Gilbert, just 13, singing the national anthem on the Portland Trailblazers basketball court.
Proudly we hailed at the
starting off strong, then the nerves, suddenly forgetting some of the lyrics.
Come on.
The team's coach, Maurice Cheeks, quickly stepping to her side to help her. That basketball coach soon coaching her.
Oh, the ramparts we watched.
Singing with her and then encouraging the crowd to sing too. Natalie would go on to finish the anthem to cheers. She and the coach would never forget that moment. And now, 22 years later, she walked back onto that court last night, invited back by the team. And who was there? That proud coach, ready to cheer her on again. And just listen.
Oh, say can you see?
Tonight, Natalie telling us she hopes everyone knows it's okay to make mistakes. It's all about how you recover and become stronger.
Nailed it.
She nailed it the first time. I mean, when he comes over and puts his arm on her shoulder and is singing in the background, I got chills. It brought tears to my eyes.
It's a great story.
Oh, it's a great story.
Okay.
All right, now on to teenagers.
Shall we
not
relive some
things
of the worst?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, please.
Carl Lewis has to be on the list. Roseanne Barr is on the list, but no. I don't want to hear that because I think she did that on purpose.
Roseanne Barr is number two worst of all time, according to Billboard.
Carl Lewis has to be number one.
Carl Lewis, good God, is not on the list, believe it or not.
Come on. That is a flawed
when
list.
He goes, uh-oh.
We'll feature that one. First, we're going to start with number one.
Okay.
Kat DeLuna.
Oh.
Kat DeLuna.
Man whose broad stripes and bright stars through the pale.
Lost it there.
Not like Carl Lewis
did. This is not number one.
Yeah, this is not the worst. What was that band,
The Fray.
The Fray.
Yeah.
Are they in the top 10?
They're not in the this is the top 12. They are not in the top 12.
Oh, this list is fake news.
And we can't forget Fergie.
Gave through the night.
Okay.
That our flag was still there.
Enough of that.
That was at the NBA All-Star Game. Thank you, Fergie. This one, actually, last year, and she has since made news again. This is now ranked as the third worst national anthem of all time, July of last year.
Okay.
Ingrid Andress.
Let's fight o'er the ramparts we watch. We're so gallantly streaming. And the rockets red glare.
That entire line right there was flat.
Well, she has
since come
words.
Out and said that she was hammered during that performance.
That's right. Didn't she go to rehab right
she
after
that?
She
said she booked herself into rehab the next day, and she made news again this week because she came out again saying that she did not appreciate being America's punching bag for 2 weeks straight.
Well, then don't do it drunk.
I'm going to be honest.
Don't do it drunk.
I'm going to be honest, and I do not mean this in a mean way. I really do not. No one remembers her name or that performance.
Mm-mm.
We featured that on the show when it happened. I did not remember her name when you just said that.
Billboard,
you remember she went to rehab?
Billboard has her now as the third worst of all time. And here is your guys' favorite.
Oh, yeah. Carl.
Oh, say can you see, and the Rockets red flag.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Best of all time. Whoop.
Oh my God, I gotta take a sip.
We have asked about that before. You know where your range is. You know that you should probably start lower. If that's one of the most difficult songs to sing.
Oh yeah.
Why do people agree to do it if they can't do it?
Uh-oh. Come back to the beginning. Because he actually comes out. I mean, he's not a trained singer, obviously.
It wasn't terrible. He's an athlete. It wasn't terrible.
He comes out okay.
All right, are we all ready? Here we go.
Lower. Lower.
Go low.
Oh.
Lose the artistic license.
Oh, say can you see, and the Rockets red flag.
Who else is on the list?
Let's see. We've already done Cat
I don't know.
Luna.
I don't know that I can hear anymore. The Fray was bad. It was an
out of
tune band.
Roseanne Barr, by the way, listed as the number two worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, I thought she
I don't like giving her the spotlight for that.
I thought she
I agree.
Did that on purpose.
Grabbing
Michael Bolton, 2003.
Michael Bolton, love that
really?
Guy.
Scott Stapp, 2005.
Scott Stapp from Creed.
Yep.
Aretha Franklin, Dr. John, and Aaron Neville in 2006.
Aaron Neville?
Steven Tyler listed eighth worst of all time, both 2001 and
2012.
Oh, he's a twofer.
Oh. He's a twofer.
Repeat performer.
R. Kelly, 2005.
Yeah.
Christina Aguilera, 2011.
I would find that hard to believe that she would screw that up. She has a beautiful voice.
Carrie Hilson, 2010, and Jesse McCartney, 2009.
All right.
Who's that woman you said just a minute ago?
I like the redemption story.
Never heard of her.
I'm thrilled that they gave her another chance. She had a beautiful singing voice the first time, beautiful singing voice 22 years later.
And I think it's sweet that Maurice Cheeks came back.
So sweet. I don't know that we should be giving Carl Lewis another chance.
Somebody.
Let's do that again.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. All right. When we get back, Dana was talking about this story just a moment ago. A crime, literally a crime, at a Kansas City, Kansas ice cream shop. Are the parents potentially at fault as well? We will get to that story and much more coming up in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.